B-Pod Studios.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Here's Mr. Irsay.
Hey, Quentin. What's up, man?
How's it going?
Hey, you fired up?
Yeah.
Well, good. Listen, I've seen Hannah on the field live. I've seen Munoz on the field live. I've seen them throw guys around. All they keep telling me and all they've told me is how damn good you are, and we need your leadership, your toughness, and your long time 12 plus career that I know you can bring, man. And we couldn't be more excited to have you, man. You're a rare person, and you've accomplished incredible things. This is a big day for you. I hope you're taking it in with your family, and we can't wait to get you. And Andrew needs protection.
Hey, Quentin,
what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, you fired up?
I'm just like you kids.
All they keep telling me and all they've told me is how damn good you are.
And there's Jim Irsay. He's a rock and roller. He loves to buy guitars by terrible people like Jerry Garcia. I believe he owns the original manuscript from On the Road, which is a completely unnecessary purchase. He is the kind of guy that you probably would meet. And you go, oh, hey, Jim Irsay, he's rich. Maybe it would be fun to hang out with him. And the next thing you know, you're trapped in an office where he's noodling around on, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix's toilet bowl.
He's another son that came from money who all of a sudden becomes obsessed with the blues. It's a weird thing.
It is a phenomenon.
Yep.
It is white owners of teams.
White owners of teams
who
aren't self-made, who came from money, who all of a sudden become obsessed with the blues.
And it's not like the blues is sad. That's not my point with it. It's that no one likes the blues.
Right. Like somebody told them that this music was good.
Like kids don't go into the garage and go, you know what? Let's make a blues band.
And this isn't John Lee Hooker blues. Like, this isn't like Delta blues.
No, it's R&B.
Right.
It's not R&B.
This is going on stage and doing Turn the Page by Bob Seger covers in a horrible fashion.
Yeah.
That's the kind of weird, warped blues that you think it is.
Maybe it's an obsession with the Blues Brothers?
Maybe it is. Maybe they do Rubber Biscuit. I would actually... Sometimes when he speaks, it sounds like the verse of Rubber Biscuit.
I love the Blues Brothers. Rubber Biscuit, embarrassing. Just embarrassing. What do you call a sandwich with now? Rubber biscuits?
I think that's
bow,
the actual line.
Bow, doo-le-boo.
Well, Jim Irsay is the best because we were talking just off the air. We had Troy Brown in studio right before he left. And we just started once again reminiscing about the time that Jim Irsay was arrested. And I forgot all of the details from when this happened back in 2014.
Yeah,
And now that I'm reading it again, it is just
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
It is just phenomenal. Okay, so it says Colts owner Jim Irsay had numerous bottles of prescription pills.
Yeah.
And more than $29,000 in cash
the
on
back
him.
Back hurts.
When he was arrested.
Wasn't it in like a briefcase?
Okay.
Yes.
So his Toyota Highlander was pulled over at 11:40 p.m.
Which is interesting.
That guy?
Well, that's the one you kind of leave in the parking lot when you want to.
Okay.
You know, go get to another car if you have like nefarious details.
Nissan Maxima.
All right. He was driving 10 in a 35 mile per hour zone, the officer wrote. Yeah.
Hey, you fired up.
And on two occasions came to a complete stop in the middle of the road. At that point, the officer...
You're saying he wasn't on speed.
No, he definitely was not. At that point, the officer pulled alongside him, and here's the quote from the arresting. He goes, I asked him if he knew why I had pulled him over. Irsay advised that he was trying to find his house and gets confused with what road it's located on. All right.
I can't find my house, man.
The officer...
I got the blues.
He described Irsay as disoriented, wrote that his speech was slow and slurred, and his eyes were red and watery. Now, officers attempted to perform sobriety tests on Irsay, but had had to cut some of them short. While receiving instructions for the horizontal gaze test, which is following a target from side to side.
All I know is the horizontal boogie.
I'm sure you know that. He was unable
about getting laid.
Yeah, having sex. He was unable to walk a straight line and also unable to stand heel to toe. But then they said when he was asked to recite the alphabet from C to N, Ursay did as told, but then started again and went through the entire alphabet. Quote, after reciting the letter Z, Ursay recited the lettering I, N, and G. That is very strange. So then he took a blood test. They discovered the $29,000 in cash in a metal briefcase in the passenger seat. Like it was the Pulp Fiction one that like glowed when you opened it up. One of two laundry bags on the floor of the vehicle, and in Ursay's wallet, the
Jim Tan laundry.
I guess so. That's right. In his wallet and in these bags, they found numerous prescription medication bottles containing pills, various colors, and all sorts of pills. So there you go. And then the mugshot, of course, is just phenomenal. To be honest, I'm kind of shocked they got to the point of a mugshot. When you're Jim Ursay in Indianapolis, I thought he was one of these guys who would have, like, you know, the people on speed dial to clean this kind of stuff up. The Ray Donovan.
I don't recall him doing any time.
No, he did not.
Went away pretty quickly.
Yeah, it did. But all that being said, as we know, Jim Ursay is a man who likes to get fired up.
Hey, fired up.
And after, of course, his Indianapolis Colts had that pretty convincing win. I mean, the team's playing really well. He went into the locker room and had something to say to those guys on the team.
This literally makes no sense. Are we all in agreement?
Yes.
Just look at the face of everyone who's standing around him. It's almost as if he's done this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Everyone's used to it.
This reminds me of some lick from Donald Duck Dong. Donald Duck
Dong. Or Donald Duck Dong.
Donald Duck Dong.
Which he just makes two movie characters, I believe.
I love the dirty cartoons. Hey, guys, I want to say congratulations. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah.
He was the character in 16 Candles who had an uncle who liked to dive into a thing of money.
And by the way, that 16 Candles character would go over really well now.
Yes, that is true.
Good point.
All right, here we go.
Yes, guys, congratulations. Tremendous job. As Coach said, clean game. Love it when you guys play a clean game. No,
it's the opposite of my blood test.
No stupid penalties. I mean, Coach and I always talk about it. Why hold on kick or punt returns? How many kick or punt returns happen in a year? About this many, okay? Smart. You guys played smart. And yep. Coach and I talked a little bit before I came in here. And you know me, I'm a rainmaker. You know, it's party time, though, for you guys.
All right, now, you said you could figure out what he meant.
Okay, there. Well, because you're a real rainmaker.
Because a rainmaker in the legal community is someone who gets a lot of clients, right?
And that's not just the legal community. That's like somebody who's a big salesman. You're the person who brings in the money, okay. The rainmaker. I think in that case, he is confusing, I don't mean to rain on your parade. Like, I don't mean to bring you guys down, because he's about to criticize them.
I got a Swami. So, I got a Native American man. He comes in and we make it rain.
Yeah, right, right.
We do actually a ceremony.
It's a true rain dance is being
you
done.
You know me. I'm doing a rain dance.
Yeah, right. That's why just hits the peyote out in the desert. And goes on a vision quest.
Man. Vision quest. I take out Jerry's guitar.
I'm a rainmaker. You know, it's party time though for you guys. So the only thing I'm going to say
is have Adam.
It's a bunch of pills on the ground.
Hungry, hungry hippos time. And Reich's in there. He's like, take the week off, man. Reich's like, what?
Because we win as a team and lose as a team, as Coach said. Damn it, men, we can play better, okay?
Yeah.
Damn it, we can play better. I know we can play better, but I am so...
That's what he says to the backing band. Man, I know we killed it tonight at the Chili's. But our Applebee's gig is even going to be better, man. Can you imagine just sitting there if you're Frank Reich, like, all right, dude.
Well, you saw Frank Reich's face. It's just like, all right, yep, yep, that's right, yep, yep.
I mean, he can't say anything. I mean, he's a rookie coach.
Of course not. Yeah, he knows what he's getting into.
The I just wanted to talk to the team for no reason.
The one saving grace, the one thing that if you truly want to forgive Josh McDaniels for what he did, then just imagine in your head, he accepted the job, showed up, talked to Jermaine Irsay for 10 minutes and said, I can't do this.
It seems like he might be not around a lot, which would be pretty cool.
All right.
So proud of you guys. I can't even, you know, winning on the road. What you guys did, I mean, 14-point deficit, just incredible stuff. And like I said, we win as a team, we lose as a team. Always win three phases of the game. We're team, team, team. No one gets singled out for good, bad, or indifferent, as Coach said. But you know me, I'm a perfectionist, guys.
You know me, I'm perfect at getting my dad's stuff. I did it without... Like, they gave it to me, and it was perfect. I'm perfect at not earning anything, having everything handed to me. I'm like the best. I'm like the Mozart of getting stuff.
I'm perfect at having my hand out.
Yeah, like...
The way the money perfectly is placed in my hand.
Yeah, when, you know, the lawyers handed over the trust fund... My signature was perfect. When I inherited this team and then every NFL team's value went up by about 1,000,000%, I was there, man.
I know you guys and you got more in the tank, okay?
There we go.
Like 31 points maybe, you know? I'm going to leave it at that. I'm sorry. I don't want to be a Scrooge. I'm not Scrooge. I love you guys.
Love it.
All right, dude had money on the game. He had money on the game. What other explanation could it be for him not wishing that they like scored more points and being upset with how they played?
He busted the over-under?
No. Jesus. Dude had loads of money on the game.
Listen, I'm never... Just bring me the bowl, dude. Now, guys, if you'll join me, we're going to head over... to my house and just watch me jam.
I mean, you know he has them do that.
Oh, yeah.
He had money on the game. Did you hear that at the end? Like, what? The last, like, 30 seconds were essentially him just admitting that he was like, you know, listen, you guys, but come on, man, I'm a perfectionist. Just 31 points at least next time.
I think Fish said it best when they said, bouncing around the room.
Okay, speaking of that game... When we get back, we have a contest to announce, but I also want to let you know about ESPN having to apologize for something that they did during the Colts game.
All right.
For a graphic that they played on the screen, ESPN had to issue an apology.
It's about time. All right, so we will find out all about that.
Hey, you fired up?
98.5. Toucher and Rick.
Running back on center to the left of Lug is Mack. Andrews back to pass and fires from the pile on the left side. It is caught for the touchdown by Dontrell Inman. Inman beat Sharice Wright, the backup corner, on a pass to the front pylon. And Indianapolis has scored its third touchdown of this first half. And the Colts are stunning this crowd.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, ESPN had to apologize.
Yeah, so we didn't have to wait for Bill O'Brien to come to Gillette to crap himself. It ends up that they did quite a job on their own.
The Colts, it was like a worst-case scenario for the Patriots.
It really was. So during the broadcast, if any of you guys saw the game, they were talking about that big internet sensation that's been happening about Andrew Luck. It's @CaptAndrewLuck. Yes. Which is the Civil War-themed parody account.
Yes. It's
always like, dearest Mildred, we were on the battlefield.
It was funny once, and then it got kind of...
The next 17 tweets are a little...
I have to be honest, I was kind of surprised it was still around. And like you, when it first came out, I thought it was pretty funny.
It's one of those things that was very clever, and then...
And then it kind of stayed around.
And the joke's over.
So they put a graphic on the screen, which showed Andrew Luck looking like a Civil War captain, and he's standing there, and he's wearing like a... Looks like a blue uniform. Blue was the North, right?
Yeah.
Gray was the South. I just want to make sure.
I don't remember.
So, yeah. And in front of him were two linemen, and they're talking about how the line's been, and the whole graphic was trying to prove that, you know, the line has been able to keep them upright, and they show two linemen, they're wearing gray, And then there's, you know, two linemen wearing blue show up. And it was one of those dumb graphics that Monday Night Football has been doing. And it's the same production crew who was doing the game this past weekend. And then ESPN aired it with this song in the background.
That fantastic parody. Under fire his first five seasons. He was sacked 2.2 times per game. Pressured the third most of any player.
Over there?
The reinforcements arrived. The name of the song? Ever
Dixie.
With the rookies on that offensive line.
Yeah, we didn't say over there.
And only 18
over there,
sacks given up this
look
year.
Away, look away. Dixieland. It's Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixieland. Dixie. Yeah, you know.
Dixieland.
You obviously never went to the laser show at Stone Mountain.
I've been to Stone Mountain.
Robert E. Lee marches off the mountain like in glory at the end of it. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever
all right,
seen.
So okay. I take it this is a Confederate battle song.
Yes. And of course, people got very angry by that. And so ESPN released a statement saying Dixie was not part of the graphic when the piece was initially produced and approved.
Some wild racist got a hold of it.
Instead, the song was dropped into the piece at the last moment by a staffer in the production truck.
Oh, that dumb staffer.
A source said ESPN addressed the issue with the staffer, but would not elaborate on the outcome.
Where is he putting? Where? What prison is he residing in now?
Quote, it was a mistake to use this song. We regret having done so, and we apologize.
How many people picked that up? And second of all, how many people were offended?
I see three tweets of people, but doesn't mean
was
those
the guy
the
with
only
the mullet
three?
From the Globe offended?
Well, he's just offended by everything.
Did he weigh in on this?
He did not.
As an expert in all race relations?
It was, there were people who tweeted about it, and there you go. So they had to issue an apology for airing Dixie during their broadcast, which at the time I was at a bar, I did not even hear the song. And even if I did, I probably would just been like, okay, it's the dumb Civil War thing.
I saw it and I was a history major and I don't think I put two and two together.
Isn't it funny that like all these years later, we really haven't progressed much from the computer graphics of Money for Nothing. The money
that was very advanced at the time.
I mean, the graphics, they all kind of look like the dead-eyed kids from the Polar Express.
Well, I mean,
which might be the most terrifying horror movie of all time.
Not every video can be the you might think by the Cars, which they insisted upon.
They switch heads, man. That was freaky.
No, it was awful, and they showed it constantly.
You Might Think was a breakthrough at the time.
I know, but it was still annoying as hell. He's like, I'll just fly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, do you want to go to the game? Do you want to see the Chargers and the Patriots? What are we going to say? The best. In terms of two teams going at it in a divisional round,
Patriots, it's definitely the tightest spread. I mean, only 4.5 points on this one, and who knows who's going to win? I mean, the only thing that you can say is that the Patriots have been good at home, but then you look at the record of the Chargers away from home, and what did you say, Dan? They're
8-1.
I mean,
8-1. All right, so here's the deal, guys. Is that we're looking for a guy or a gal that's worse off than Brady. And what the situation is we did this bit last year and we were introduced to Fat Tony, who won, whose blood pressure was really disturbing, and I'm not joking. I felt responsible to ask him on several occasions to go get blood pressure medicine.
We actually had him on Friday just to make sure he was still alive.
I'm not joking. Like, that blood pressure was, like, you could die.
Yeah.
So I did all I could. So, all right. So it's worse than Brady. And then we had Nora, who had a bunch of nips in her purse, and she had already drank a few of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You asked me to inspect the purse, and I pulled the nips out of there, and three of those bottles were empty.
She has found love via this contest, so that can happen. You can find love. And then we had, of course, Pasta Joe.
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta.
Just a glorious man who showed up in a Wheaties jacket, kind of looking a little bit like Hurley from Lost, and just sat there and blew our minds with...
Bagel bites.
He loves bagel bites, that he does, yes.
Yeah, a burrito.
So I said, what do you get at Taco Bell? And he goes, what?
He said he wanted a...
Frito burrito.
So what's in it?
Fritos and beef. And cheese.
I was wondering.
So he was a man of few words, but when he did, he talked about food. So, Pasta Joe, what did you do yesterday?
Nothing.
All right, so Pasta Joe and Nora are going to come in and be guests.
Oh, nice.
Guests.
Have we asked them?
Nora wants to. I just saw her Instagram something.
Okay, so should we have them kind of be our celebrity judges?
Absolutely.
All right.
I think the three of us vote, but then the two of them, that makes it, you know, so it's less likely to
there
be
you go.
A tie.
So we sure. know about the regiment that your star quarterback
I have
has
a feeling Pasta Joe can make it.
You may be right. So, you know, we know that, you know, obviously, if you're a member of the Patriots, you're, you know, doing your health and you're doing everything you can, your pliability and everything. However, we want the people who are the exact opposite of that. They've just said, you know what? I quit. And so any kind of evidence that you can give us will definitely help. It's the worst than Brady contest, all right?
I don't think Nora would fight this. She appeared to be an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Then you had Fat Tony, who was gave us a picture of many, many cigarettes.
It was a video that he made and sent to us that was just 60 seconds of the inside of his car, the entire floorboard filled with weeks worth of fast food wrappers, scratch tickets, Marlboro packs, and just like soda cans all over the inside of it. And of course, the person ended up matching the inside of the car. So here's how this works. If you want to be someone in this contest, all entrants must tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub and use hashtag Worst Than Brady Contest 2019. There you go. It's that easy. Make a video of 2 minutes or less as to why you should be in this contest.
But, Rich, if you do not tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub and use the hashtag Worst Than Brady Contest 2019, you cannot participate.
That's right. You have to do that. So make a video 2 minutes or less via Twitter and tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub and use the hashtag Worst Than Brady Contest 2019 and show us why you are the worse off, why you might be the complete opposite of what we're looking for here. All right, so there you go. Opening now. I think right now is the first time, the first moment that you could submit this video.
You have until these things are so weird. You have until 11:59 tomorrow night to get your thing in. And these are going to be tickets to Sunday's game. I mean, this is a big game.
Huge game.
And so all you have to be is a sack of crap.
Or just someone who said, I've given up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I could win. I'm a sack of crap. But we want you to come in. We got to reach out to Fat Tony. Nora's in. We got to reach out to Fat Tony.
Pasta Joe, you mean?
Or Pasta Joe.
Fat Pasta.
Tony. Yeah. Fat. I don't want to see Fat Tony. I don't want that on my hands.
How about the other guy? He got angry at you. Should we just let him come in here and just like sit right next to you?
I'll see him in hell.
Nick shaking his head. Nope.
No.
Don't want to have to wrangle that.
I'm not doing that again.
All right, so it's back. And remember, make your video 2 minutes or less and tweet it to us. You must use the hashtag at 98.5 Sports Hub and hashtag Worst Than Brady Contest 2019. I will be checking them for the next 2 days. And then we will pick our contestants to come on in on Friday. Let's do it on Friday. We'll have them in studio, and we'll pick a winner.
All right, because you're going to have your hands full keeping up with the people that were in last time, including the guy who I voted for just so he wouldn't kill us. But nonetheless, that's Pasta Joe. It'd be fun to see him again. Mm-hmm. Nora, of course, will be coming in. She's a fan favorite.
Should be a hit on the Twitch, I would think, that morning.
Mm. Yeah, you can catch us on Twitch every morning. Visit twitch.tv and search the Sports Hub. You can also get the Twitch app on your phone.
And by the way, if you need any more info about the contest, you can either go to our Twitter feed, at Toucher and Rich, or the Sports Hub webpage, as we all know. So there you go. We're looking forward 20, to...
Did you say you got to be 21 and over?
It must be 21 or older. I said it now. There you go.
Yeah, you got to be over 21 to do this contest. So there you go.
I'm looking forward to this.
Well, y'all,
can we find another Pasta Joe? We shall see.
We're kicking around a lot of ideas for contests, and we wanted to find someone that was like Wallach, and then we said, why would have two boars on the show? let's not fix what's not broke. Mm-hmm. So get those into Rich immediately.
Bagel Bites.
At Toucher and Rich.
Mm-hmm. At 98, at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hashtag Worst Than Brady Contest 2019.
You got to tag that. And what is that, Pasta Joe?
So, Pasta Joe, what did you do yesterday?
Nothing.
What did you have for lunch?
Frito burrito.
Now, what's in that?
Fritos and beef.
And what else?
And cheese. All
right. You have to have the dramatic pause. Well, everything was a dread. A dramatic pause with him.
The best is his face.
It's just like,
he's like,
yeah.
It's like a constant shoulder shrug. Like,
but the yeah, and you just had to wait like a good like 5 beats right. for him to answer.
It's like when you see those people on TV, right? Live from Mexico. We have our reporter Dan. How's everything looking out there?
3, 4, 5, 6, and cheese.
Okay, we'll do headlines when we come back. We'll discuss yesterday's the games over the weekend.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles? All right, man, you got it. Hey, but listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch it look like Al Bundy on crack, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for ya, bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mass?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
We're trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felder.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and that, of course, is the great Brandon Merriweather, who now has a show on Saturday mornings, I think.
Oh, I got to hear it. I got to listen to it.
Yeah, he's got a show debuted on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And he has agreed to come on the show tomorrow at 8.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to come on Friday, but then he sent a message and said, I was asleep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so he is scheduled to come on at 8, so there's a good 30% chance that he comes on.
Well, I mean, this was a back and forth. He said he could do it at 8 o'clock tomorrow. He said, yes. I said, call you on this number. He said, yes. And then I said, you're going to be awake, right? And he said, yes. And so we are on. And we've even exchanged, you know, both numbers once again. Everything should be good to go, which once again means that there is a 40% chance that he's going to be on at 8?
That is quite optimistic.
Yep.
I'm not overly convinced that he makes.
Okay.
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong. So it should be tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Let's hope Merriweather, and you know what? Merriweather Tuesday. It'll be a Merriweather Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to it. Let's hope it happens. It's our first Merriweather appearance of the season. And it's at the end of the season, which is a crime and it's sad, but we've been wanting it to happen, but he took a little time off. So there we go. That should be interesting.
All right. Rich, what is this that we have from Ray Lewis?
Oh, you want to do this here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was a little bit of a pump video that Mr. Ray Lewis recorded because they said, hey, you know, the Ravens are playing. What can we do to be something that we've all seen 1,000 times before and have been confused by? Is let's have Ray Lewis pump up the crowd. So here he is, a little recorded thing that they did beforehand for the Ravens. And take it away, Mr. Ray Lewis.
It's the playoffs. We spent all season waiting for this moment. You lose today, and it's all over.
Here are some things you already know. See, in the playoffs, if you lose, then you don't play no more. You probably thought that there was a lot of games on the way.
5-15-75.
Oh, ain't numbers, ain't got something.
Here's some things you're already very aware of.
Yeah, playoffs. You know, for 10 years I played, and I just assume we keep playing.
And by the way, he does this thing a lot now where he says something. He does a little fake laugh, like, ain't got something.
Ain't that something? Look at Ray talking.
I know what this is about. I made it to the end. Twice.
The
Super Bowl belongs to Baltimore.
And this year's Ravens, man, I see some of that same championship vibe. Smash mouth defense. A gap to A gap, B gap to B gap, just coming down here.
We were showing with Raven football, man.
And what about the 21-year-old kid? My goodness.
Look at this one. That's Jackson.
He did pretty well.
He's terrible. Look at that 21-year-old kid.
How he crapped himself on a big stage.
Dropping that football all over the field.
He can't throw. He's going to play for about 2 more years before he has to retire.
He's going to go. He's going to try to run it, get cracked in the ribs, and never be the same.
Look at him getting sacked over and over. Even though he's an incredibly mobile quarterback.
That's true. He got sacked 7 times yesterday.
Yeah. 7, ain't that something?
My goodness.
Look at this run. That's Jackson to the end zone.
Not a bad way to start a career. But let me ask you a question. What would you rather have? The vigor of youth or the wisdom of experience?
Phillip Rivers, a strike. Touchdown.
Phillip Rivers, Hall of Fame career already. But still, looking for that Super Bowl ring. I've played against him. I know his attitude, his swagger, surrounded by playmakers, and by a defense that even I could be proud of.
Oh, is he walloped? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this ain't going to be easy. But it's going to be fun.
There's a lot.
This ain't no Belize.
Mm-hmm. This ain't no Belize.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
If I said it once, I said it again. This ain't no Belize. Believe me, you. Believe. The magical land of Belize. Where candy canes grow on trees. All Belize. Heaven on earth. Oh, Rivers of Fago.
Rivers of Fago?
Yeah, I'm from Detroit.
Okay. And a juggalo.
Oh, I love the music of ICP.
Is this Juggalo Ray Lewis?
Yeah. I work at a carnival.
Okay.
I burnt myself with cigarettes. On the account, I passed out with one in my mouth.
Okay, all right. Juggalo Ray Lewis. What do you do for a living, Juggalo Ray Lewis?
I run a Ferris wheel.
Okay, all right. I see.
I can't fix it, but I run it.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, whoop, whoop.
Okay, all right.
Shaq at Too Dope.
Are you a big fan of magnets?
How do they work? My favorite is Shaq at Too Dope. Because he uses the number 2.
Really, not 5. And yeah, this sounds like something you would say.
Water, fire, air, and dirt.
Magnets. How they work? I don't want to hear from no scientists.
And getting me pissed.
There's nothing. I sit there with magnets. What the hell is going on?
Thank you, Juggalo Ray Lewis. You just
I don't understand these magnets, damn it.
Okay, good.
I don't need no scientist. Bring me in someone from Blockbuster Video. Take a look.
4 quarters of everything you got will determine your fate. This is the playoffs.
All right.
All right. There you
go.
You go,
Ray Lewis.
It is. You're stating facts there.
It is the playoffs, and I'm glad that he got them all hyped up.
Yep.
So, yes, a historically bad performance. One of the funnier things they did during the game yesterday is that they showed the last time, like 2 hours into the game, they showed the last time that Jackson had completed a pass was at 107.
I did. I saw it in real time. It was 2.5 hours ago.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah,
and the one pass he completed was like sidearm as he was about to get sacked again to a tight end out of the backfield or something like that.
Yeah,
but I mean the one good thing you can take out of that is that Phillip Rivers wasn't that great. Like,
number
he's
one defense in the
NFL. No, that means nothing. The Patriots don't have the defense that Baltimore has. Not even close.
They have a great secondary, but you're right. The pass rush is
front
not
to
same.
Back. Yeah. The Ravens are as good, if not much better, in a lot of spots.
What, than the Patriots?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Their defense is far.
So I don't take anything away from that. And I also don't think that the Chargers are going to have seven defensive backs in there the entire game against the Patriots like they did against Baltimore.
Well, I mean, isn't that specifically because Lamar Jackson
exactly.
is such a mobile
so
quarterback?
Exactly. So you can take absolutely nothing away from that if you're the Patriots.
So you take a look at what the Patriots have. I would say it's the opposite of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, what I'm saying is the Patriots look at that film, it's like, they might as well just burn that. I mean, they're not going to learn anything from it.
Look at Lane Kiffin. He's put on quite a few pounds.
Ooh.
Living the high life over
there
at FAU.
Oh, he's doing the expert analysis on Saban for tonight?
He's doing the expert analysis on losing every job that you've ever had. No, but yes, this San Diego game is something that's, for once, is something that you should watch.
Yes, this is a game that the Patriots could lose, theoretically.
Yep. Because how many years did they play, like, Indianapolis?
Exactly. I mean, you knew it was going to be a layup. It's just a matter of whether or not you played Baltimore in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, so. It would be like on my birthday, I keep one eye on it. At the restaurant.
Right.
Yeah, like, I mean.
It's sneaky how you kind of slid that in there, that your birthday's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Gonna be 44.
Yeah. When's the magic day?
The 16th.
Oh, very good. Okay. Just, that was a pretty sneaky way of reminding everyone that it's coming. That's good.
That was not my intention, but now that you mention it, yes. Mm-hmm. It is my birthday. My intention was that I would normally be out and.
Right.
It would be like an 8 o'clock game, and I would say,
Patriots win again.
Yeah. This is going to be like a 40-point victory. I don't need
it's going to be like when Tim Tebow visited Gillette.
What was that, 55-10 or something?
That was awesome.
It was an ass-kicking.
That was awesome. And everyone was on, man, people lost their minds over Tebow because I believe
no, that was
he
the
beat
week
up
after,
on a hobbled Steelers team.
No, that was the week after he threw that long touchdown pass to beat the Steelers in overtime.
Yep. Yeah.
There it is. There it is. He's the future. Nuts.
By long, and I just saw it this week, and by long, about a 15-yard pass with a...
it was a catch and run.
Yeah,
that's right.
A whole lot of yak.
That was yards. You got to get the yak.
Mm-hmm.
Yakity yak. Don't talk back. I love that song.
Do you, Ray Lewis?
Yakity yak. Shut up. All I hear is yakity yak.
Do wop, Ray Lewis.
Do it, man.
I don't know a do wop song. Oh, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. I got blood in my jacket. Come with me.
Shine on now, Ray Lewis.
I'm Bowser.
Really? You doing some hand jive?
I'm born to hand jive.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
I am the Japanese.
You know, I would go around Baltimore to solve everyone's problems. Everyone had a trash can that was on fire, and they were warming themselves. Robert Kraft, what are you doing here? All right, we will be right back.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out into the field, but there's still 5 seconds. So they've got to get back. He does it again.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That's the moron kicker from the Bears who hit four posts in one game against
the Lions.
It was
Tony
Parkey is his name.
The ball was tipped, and they didn't show it on the broadcast, which sucks for him because a lot of people are going to think that he just shanked it. But there is video now that the ball was tipped by Eagles Trayvon Hester, and it knocked into it, and they never went back and actually tried to find it. So here's a guy, by the way, who scored 9 of the 15 points. Like, he scored 9 points. And the rest of the team scored 6. So you can crap on him all you want, but now we know it's definitely with a tip ball, not his fault. And on top of that, when Nick Foles scored his first touchdown, they had 10 men on the field. 10 men on the... How is inexcusable.
Wait, how much of a hand did he get on it?
You can definitely tell that it went a different direction.
I don't know. I've seen the slowdown still frames of that thing. He might have gotten a hand on it. He said after the game in the locker room, yes, I did get a hand on it, but I mean, maybe it was a fingertip.
Okay, someone gets a finger on a 43-yard field goal. It affects where it goes.
Parkey has hit many, many uprights during the season. He missed
six.
The kick.
Six.
I mean, that's unprecedented. He missed the kick.
You couldn't do it if you tried.
And then, but then he hung around the field and did like a prayer circle and everything.
Well,
I want to get that ladder.
He answered every question afterwards. But I mean, the fans, however, as he was leaving the field, this was after, I believe, after his prayer circle. It sounded like this.
Unfortunately.
All right, right here. So,
obviously, and by the way, even if the ball was tipped, that's partially his fault too, because you got it because he kicked it too low. That's not a long field goal. You got to kick it over the
43
line.
Yards is pretty long.
Not for a there was no wind, and not for a NFL kicker. You should be able to do that. 43 yards. I mean, you got Prater over there hitting 65ers.
Well, I mean, yeah, super legatron. But yeah. You've got, however, the fans leaving the field not very happy. This is a gentleman who recorded himself taking off from Soldier's Field after that embarrassing loss.
8 million, 10 million, 25 million. I don't know how much Cody Parkey's getting paid, but that little from South Florida can't make a goddamn kick for his life. I mean, how much money we gotta pay this? How much opportunity do you need? How many missed kicks is Cody Parkey gonna hit this year? 11. That's how many. 11. Cody. You.
All right, you're a grown man. All right, Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really know how you and Wallach are debating whether or not it was tipped. It was pretty blatantly tipped. The trajectory of the ball clearly changes. It was going like right in the middle of the uprights, and then it goes right to the left. You can even
so you knew it was going through the uprights based on the time he kicked it to the time it got to the line of scrimmage.
All right, I'm not going to say like he 100% was going to make it, but I think it probably would have been a lot closer to the middle than it was if it
fair enough. Do you believe though that's partially his fault that it was tipped?
If he didn't get it up fast enough, I don't know.
I didn't see it get tipped. Was there pressure? Was it, or did the guy just jump and tip it?
He jumped up, and it's like three. He got three fingers on it. It looks like.
Okay. Well, that's partially the kicker's fault. But nonetheless,
there wasn't a ton of pressure. He still probably should have gotten up quick enough, but it's not like he just hit it on his own. It did get tipped 100%.
Okay.
And the thing is, too, is that you could say it doesn't affect it at all. All it took was an inch. I mean, if it would have been an inch to the right, it probably would have got in.
I got no horse in this race. All I'm saying is that, I mean, unless there's pressure. Now, tell me if I'm crazy, Walk, but unless there's pressure up the middle and or around the sides and they dive and they make contact with the ball, if it's just tipped at the line of scrimmage, that's partially the kicker's fault.
I would agree.
Because if there's
no penetration towards him, then yes, it is the kicker's fault. Our boss just checked in. He said it was clear the ball was tipped, but he feels like the guy that was just screaming.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, if you're a Bears fan and you're just crapping on him and he's the guy you play it all on, then you got a problem.
Well, they put him in position to win.
Well, yeah, Trubisky did. But, however, they had only scored 6 points without this guy.
Well, Trubisky's not going to be a good quarterback. But, see, like if it's like a 60-yarder, you got to kick it low because you got to get all that speed on it.
Yeah.
43,
actually, today's day and age, what's that? That's like 7 yards back from an extra point? I mean, you know, you should be able to make that.
He did. You're a kicker. The first time.
You have kick. Well,
and
matter.
They were giving
the timeout.
They were giving the Eagles crap on the broadcast for taking the timeout.
And it worked. Well, I guess so. I mean, it definitely worked. You got a tip out of it.
No, yeah, it worked. I mean, he made the first one, and then he did not make the second.
Who was the player that's on the Eagles that used to play with Parkey, who apparently afterwards was saying, you know, I knew when he made the first one, because I know this guy, he was going to miss the second one. He said it on television, and he goes, that's just the kind of guy he is. So, like, wow. This guy's having, like, the worst day of his life.
Yeah. Well, Parkey, for the Eagles. He's got some guy, Pro Bowl.
That's a guy dancing on his grave.
I cannot believe that he stuck around in that field.
Why not?
Or was it an act of defiance? Was it an act of defiance? Like,
no. He wanted to get in the prayer circle, but I would just want to get the hell out of there.
I think there's a moment where you just get on that weird, I don't know what I'm doing, transport. Where you just kind of go through the motions. You can't think.
It's shell shock.
Yeah, it's the shell shock thing where you're literally just on a moving sidewalk.
Do you think he made duty?
After the game?
No, just like he got a little duty after he missed.
Maybe, I guess.
I knocked that around.
That's a question that should have been asked, actually, at the press conference.
Shannon Sharp on that. And Skip Bayless are going to talk about it.
It's going to say the bottom screen. Did
oh,
duty.
Do this. Who's the guy? Robin Lundberg?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so you know how everyone's like got on Ainge for the comments? No. Sports Illustrated has like some video, and it's Robin Lundberg like discussing it. I have no idea how that guy's in broadcasting. I mean,
what was he saying about the Ainge thing that we had? Once again, Danny Ainge came on and was talking about LeBron. We asked him about LeBron, saying he was the greatest.
Lundberg, yeah. In case none of you know, used to host a show leading into ours once upon a time.
And it was awful. Please, it's Sports Illustrated. Just Google Danny Ainge, and then there's like a little video from Sports Illustrated, and it's Robin Lundberg. And it's you know what, Mike, can you pull that? It's Robin Lundberg.
He's talking about our Ainge clip.
I mean, he's obviously not. I don't even know if he get paid for it.
Okay.
But it's like, and then there's this like woman who just is, it's just bad.
Because everyone, okay. All the talking heads that are on mute were saying something about it on Friday.
But what was funny is that they would go like, LeBron James, Danny Ainge compares LeBron James to Trump. And then it would just be a conversation if LeBron James is the best. Mm-hmm. Because there was really no, nothing else to talk
about.
Yes,
there was nothing controversial about it. That's yet. They tried to make it controversial.
They used the headline. All right, here are the headlines.
Touchdown! Score! From the Town Fair Tire Studio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.